More Philippine politicians investigated following Pogo mayor arrest. The Philippines Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission, PAOCC, has initiated a comprehensive inquiry into the nationality of elected officials following the dismissal of Alice Guo, a local official known as the Pogo mayor. According to local reports, PAOCC is looking into individuals who may be foreign nationals but holding public office in the country. PAOCC Executive Director Gilbert Cruz confirmed that the commission had been receiving numerous reports from concerned citizens regarding officials suspected of being foreigners. However, Cruz emphasized that nationality alone cannot be the basis for removing someone from office, pointing out the need for careful validation of all such claims. Cruz stated that assumptions based solely on an official having a Chinese-sounding name would be inappropriate, noting that comprehensive investigations are necessary before making any conclusions. Nevertheless, he acknowledged that the possibility exists that more officials could be operating under false identities, similar to the situation with Guo. The investigation into Guo revealed a broader issue of fraudulent identification practices within the country. A recent probe uncovered thousands of falsified birth certificates, specifically in Davao, a province in the southern Philippines. It also revealed that around 1,000 Chinese citizens had acquired new identities using fraudulent documents, a revelation that has raised concerns about the integrity of local governance in certain areas. Cruz explained that over 1,000 individuals are currently under investigation solely based on these fraudulent birth certificates, raising alarms about the scale of the issue. The investigation was prompted by the case of Guo, the former mayor of Bamban, who was found to be using a false identity. In March, Guo was revealed to be a Chinese national named Guo Huaping after fingerprint comparisons confirmed her true identity. Her case has since captured national attention and has been linked to broader concerns over offshore gaming operators, commonly referred to as Pogos, in the Philippines. Playing both sides, Guo had been accused of aiding the illegal operations of Zun Yuan Technology Incorporated, a Pogo firm that had been raided earlier this year under suspicion of involvement in human trafficking and cryptocurrency-related scams. The company was one of several linked to illicit activities conducted under the guise of legal offshore gaming operations. Guo's direct involvement with the company reportedly included providing cover for its illegal activities while serving as mayor, contributing to the growing public outcry over Pogo operations in the country. Following the raid on Zun Yuan Technology Incorporated, Guo fled the Philippines, evading authorities for a period of time before she was eventually located in Indonesia. She was subsequently extradited to the Philippines, where she was required to face a Senate hearing regarding her alleged involvement in the illegal activities of the Pogo firm. Her case only served to intensify ongoing debates within the country about the legality and regulation of Pogo operations. The Philippine government's crackdown on Pogos, coupled with the investigation into officials like Guo, has highlighted concerns over foreign nationals holding public office. Cruz indicated that the commission's current focus is on verifying the authenticity of documents presented by other officials suspected of similar fraud, including those holding Chinese nationality. He also noted that while having a Chinese name or appearance cannot be used as the sole reason for an investigation, any valid concerns brought forward by the public would be thoroughly investigated.